If I took cues from my 7-year-old self, I should have known that interior design or some kind of like concept creation was in my future. I'm Shelley Cohen, designer, creative director, photographer, and self-confessed crazy cat lady. As a little girl, I was totally obsessed with cats, collecting shells and the color pink. I guess nothing's changed. And sneakily reconfiguring my bedroom over and over again. Given that this was an activity I was sure to get in trouble for, I'd close the door to my pink painted bedroom with a seashell frieze and got to work hauling furniture around the room. Hey, if I could drag it or sit on my butt and push it with 2 feet with all my might, it was fair game. Once I was happy with the furniture layout, then I would get to work styling the shelves with my pretty epic shell collection. I once charged kids at school 50 cents and put on a bonus dance show with my bestie before donating the money that we had raised to the Queensland Drama Appeal. My most precious possessions, I also popped on the shelf. They were Rocker Barbie and Jordan from New Kids on the Block. Yes, I had, I think, two New Kids on the Block dolls. I want to say I had Jordan and Joe. Is Joe one of them? I can't remember. And my Mickey Mouse watch, which was like my ultimate like prized possession that I got for my 6th birthday. I also popped up my mini microscope, and the latest fascination I had smeared all over several slides and neatly displayed them alongside my dance trophies and certificates that were proudly dusted and carefully arranged on a shelf. Everything else was shoved under the bed or tossed at the bottom of the wardrobe out of sight. Before I could proudly reveal my newly arranged and styled room, there was one last thing I needed to do. This finishing touch makes me laugh so hard now because it totally shows that this 7-year-old was totally committed to the finished look. So here's what I did. I took the edge of my school ruler and created vacuum lines. Yep, vacuum lines. Fast forward to today, and my love of design runs deep. I'm super obsessed with helping you swirl together swoony spaces and bespoke brands through OMG worthy, custom designed, styled photo shoots, personal and business interior spaces, websites and online stores, graphics, branding, and environmentally conscious packaging, visuals for social media and other marketing requirements, video content and stop motion visuals, and a whole lot more. If you have a design project that you'd like to chat about, then you can email me, Shelley at ShelleyElizabethDesigns.com. I'm a lifelong learner. I mean, I'll totally nerd out trying to figure out how to make something totally OMG inducing in real life. Here are some of my higher level credentials, if that is important to you. New York Institute of Art and Design, Interior Design Certification, RIDQC certification is coming soon. Bachelor of Arts, majoring in Public Relations, Beautiful You Coaching Academy certified life coach. Some of the brands I have worked with or that have used my images include Lorna Jean, Cosmopolitan, Bandeau, Afloral.com, Serena & Lily, Belong Magazine, Urban Walls, Marie Claire, Lubricity Labs, Seven for All Mankind, and so many more. If you're a brand that would like to collaborate on a project, feel free to request a copy of my media kit. Just shoot me an email. I have also been interviewed on the Inspired Entrepreneur podcast and the Creative Empire podcast. And you can see my little story contribution in You're Gonna Survive, a book by Alexandra Franzen. So here are some fun facts. My camera reel is filled with cat pics, and not just my adorable Herbie or precious previous fur baby Winnie. I mean, like, full rando cats that I find on the street in my backyard while traveling. Friends' cats, neighbors' cats. I just love cats. My business started as a beauty blog from Shelley with Love in 2012, a creative outlet to write about hair and makeup. And what I really wanted to do was YouTube videos, but I was way too scared of video. That then morphed into a personal styling business until I got sick in 2017 and had to listen to what was truly calling my heart, design. In 2006, I hiked 96 kilometers over 8 days through the rugged and isolated jungle terrain of the Kokoda Trail in Papua New Guinea. It was seriously one of the most physically challenging and most amazing experiences of my life, still to date. I am obsessed with peonies and fluffy garden roses and basically any beautiful flower. My dream is an English style garden with an Aussie twist in my backyard. I'm working on it. I'm often asked what I miss most about home, Australia. I currently live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA. And family and friends aside, I would say that I really miss the sound of the very vocal Aussie birds. I love calling home and I can hear that in the background. But most of all, I miss the beach. My happiest of happy places is the beach. I used to live right by the beach and ride my Minimal nearly every day. I'm a pretty stationary junkie. It's kind of a problem. As a little girl, I wanted to be either a professional dancer. I danced from the ages of 3 to 18 and was employed as a cheerleader for the Brisbane Broncos and Queensland State of Origin NRL teams, as well as the Brisbane Bullets NBL team. I was the youngest cheerleader at the time that they had ever selected from the audition process. So, if I couldn't be a dancer, I wanted to be a marine biologist. Well, that was until I found out they had to go on a submarine or become a diver. Both of those sounded terrifying, which ironically, I am now a certified advanced open water diver. And finally, this is like a little morbid but super fun at the same time. When I die, I would like my ashes mixed with glitter and tossed like confetti inside ABC Carpet and Home, based in New York City, my all-time favorite store, while playing Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. And it's possible that you might have to wear like headphones or something like that to have like, kind of like one of those silent dance parties so that you don't tip off the store assistants. That's who I am in a nutshell. If you have any questions about like, I don't know, anything I can help you with, hey, even what to name your cat, then just reach out, my love. Shelly@shellyelizabethdesigns.com.